Before he was sworn into office, Governor-elect Rick Scott put together an education transition team led by former Governor Jeb Bush's top education advisor. So it's no surprise that one of the team's key recommendations is an expansion of Bush's voucher system. It's called an education savings account, says transition team member Ed Moore. Every student would get one.
About 85% of whatever the state spends currently on per student in the various counties, there are 67 counties, would be able to travel with the student, that they would be able to use that money to buy educational services elsewhere.
Parents could spend that money on private school tuition, homeschooling supplies, public school education, or tuck it away toward college. Opponents say this plan would dismantle the public school system altogether. Scott disagrees, but last week he did suggest he might wait to bring the plan before the legislature. Some lawmakers say that's good because they're not sure it could withstand a legal challenge as it is. Republican State Senator David Simmons of Maitland is the chairman of the Education Appropriations Committee.
Those kind of things are subject to scrutiny by the courts. Obviously, we would need to look at any proposal at the time that it's presented as to whether or not it would pass constitutional muster.
Simmons points out that part of Governor Bush's voucher plan was struck down by a judge, and it wasn't as far-reaching. The education savings account idea is troubling teachers as well. Mark Pudlow is with the Florida Education Association, the state teachers' union. He says private schools do not have as much hard data to show parents, like FCAT test scores and the grades public schools get from the state.
You're going to be giving parents money and you're going to be telling them to go make a choice, and they're going to have information about public schools, and then what they have from private schools is going to be guesswork. And that's a real problem when you're talking about putting taxpayer money into educating students.
Although Scott may be putting this idea on the back burner, supporters say they'll keep pushing for it. For now, Scott wants lawmakers to work on a plan that would make it easier for students to go from one public school to another. The next key part of Scott's plan involves basing teacher pay on student test scores. Again, education transition team member Ed Moore.
About half of it would teacher compensation would be driven by performance measurements, either by standardized tests and of course, exams, measuring the student's progress. Are they doing 1 year of progress in 1 year's time?
Former Governor Charlie Crist vetoed a merit pay bill last year after teachers protested statewide. Now there's a new version with differences. For instance, this bill directs the state education commissioner to create a teacher grading scale that accounts for outside factors that can affect student test scores, things like student attendance, disciplinary records, disabilities, and English language skills. The measure would also do away with long-term teacher contracts known as tenure. State Senator Simmons says it's not an attempt to punish good teachers.
I really believe that 95% of our teachers are phenomenal and that they're doing a great job. I believe that there are some teachers who really need to find another profession, and there are teachers who know that and principals who know that, and we need to have the flexibility to let them go on and find something else to do.
Mark Pudlow of the teachers' union stresses teachers are not against accountability. They just want the assessments to be fair. He does say this time there's less tension and more cooperation between lawmakers and educators.
That's probably the encouraging first step that we're seeing here, is that lawmakers are listening. Some lawmakers are, and maybe we can get to the point where we can achieve some of the ends of measuring teachers in a fair way and coming up with ways to help student achievement.
Simmons, Pudlow, and Moore say nearly everyone involved in this process wants the same thing, a better education for Florida students. The question is, how to do it? I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.